Guy Poufakis, Good News Planet. I'm speaking with comedian Bill Engvall. Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good, Paul.
Good. You're a Grammy-nominated, multi-platinum-selling recording artist and one of the top comedians in the country. And congratulations, you won the Casino Comedian of the Year 2019 in Casino Entertainment Awards in Las Vegas. I just got back from CES. So that's a big deal. A lot of comedians in that town.
Well, yeah, it was that was a real honor to be recognized for that, because like you said, there's a lot of performers out there now with the explosion of casinos around the country. So to be recognized for your work was very nice.
Yes, that's marvelous. Well, you're a funny guy, no doubt about it. I've seen you before, and you make me laugh, and in a good way here. And we're going to talk about good things. We also have a urologist, Dr. Joseph DiTrolio. Doctor, are you on the line as well?
Correct.
All righty, good. A very accomplished urologist. Done a lot of good things in community-minded. You also had a dad that worked for Lionel, and you have a mom, 98. Is that right? Happy birthday, Mom.
Mom's 102 this year.
Wow.
Well, that's great. Well, good health.
God bless. God bless.
Right. We're going to talk about a serious issues, some that I am open about and am involved with here. And so I'm 70, and prostate health, frequent urges to urinate, sexual health, and supplements that might be able to help us as we age and so on. So maybe, Bill, doctor, why don't you start off? I mean, you know, I'm a 70-year-old. I have some of these symptoms.
Well,
there's some good thoughts here.
Well, first off, as you should, because you've lived to an age where the prostate's been allowed to grow. Our prostates are extremely sensitive. It's an organ that sits at the base of the bladder. The urine must pass through it to get out to the urethra to be voided outside the body. Because of that, it affects us sexually. It affects our sleeping patterns. And with the diet changing so much, and a lot of the food we eat so processed with high salt content, a lot of spices, we did not evolve over the last 2 million years with that amount of stimulus, caffeine and all to the prostate. So what you're feeling is exactly what the prostate's not happy. It's increased in size, and the irritants cause it to send the message to the brain that you have to go urinate. And if you have to go urinate, you're certainly not gonna party. So having a happy prostate is critical. What the product that Bill and I are working with, the Urinazinc, it replaces in a supplement, non-prescription form, the natural nutrition that the prostate needs to stay healthy. In doing so, it reduces that symptom of urinary frequency and should improve your sex life. Critical to enjoying the time we have here.
So this is not funny. This is serious. So, Bill, you're so open in your comment. Thank you, Doctor, very much for sharing that reality. Bill, you know, you're open to talk about these kinds of things. Why?
Well, I think, number one, because being a comedian, I can bring a little bit of light to a very serious subject. As I was telling Dr. Joe that, I was that guy. I was a guy that my wife's like, go get your prostate check. I'm like, I'm not going to do this. This is not, everything's good. And I just feel like it's something is so easy to take care of that why wouldn't we do this? And I feel like that I'm a great spokesperson, if you will, for this, because the people that come see my show are the people that are probably going to be some of the ones that are going to be more reticent about going to their doctor, especially anybody that's, blue collar kind of, we were raised that guys we just tough it up. I'll deal with it, and I don't know where the uncomfortableness of discussing this with your doctor came from. It would seem like, other than a priest, I'd rather, listen, I'd rather me talk to my doctor than my wife talk to a priest about why, about my last rites. It's something that's so easy to do, and it's confidential. You know, whatever is said in that doctor's office stays in that doctor's office. And I think sometimes we tend to think we can just handle things. And that's why I got involved with Urinazine, because A, it's just a natural supplement. It's not a drug. It's not a cure-all. It's just strictly for the health of your prostate. And if I told you to take this, what I think is interesting is that if I said, hey, here's this pill that will make your heart last longer, you'd have no problems taking that. But why would we all of a sudden we get south of the Beltline, and all of a sudden we get all tight-lipped about it? And I got to be honest with you, I'd rather things down south be working a lot longer than anything else.
I agree with that. It seems like the word zinc is in the supplement. Doctor, yeah. What is that right?
That is correct. Zinc is one of the elements that. There are relatively high concentrations in comparison to the rest of the body. Zinc has been shown to inhibit viral replication and is necessary for the body's natural immune system to protect us. Because the prostate, like the tonsils in your throat, is a port of entry for bacteria and viruses, that natural substance helps the body defend itself against insulting organisms. So that's why the zinc is there. The irritation caused by spicy foods, caffeine, are aggravating when a prostate is enlarging with the natural aging process. The frequency of urination, the FU, is directly tied to the pressure generated by the bladder and the resistance offered by the prostate. A larger prostate offers more resistance, which increases the frequency, the FU that you see.
Now, my buddies, I have two of them. Two of my buddies have had, prostate and some cancer there, too.
Right.
And they told me, this is not, I don't have it, thank God. Yeah. And they said, you better deal with this before you have a problem. And I hear this is such an important conversation we're having here. So something like with your supplement, can it extend the potential of not getting that concern?
No. Prostate cancer is genetically and environmentally tied. Natural supplements do not alter that risk factor. However, the relationship with the urologist should allow a cancer to be identified early on. When it's identified early, the treatment is always less severe and more successful. There is no doubt about it. Anybody with prostate cancer, and that is the number two cause of death in men, that is a real factor, and being checked out and aware of it, you follow the rules of engagement. You find the disease before it finds you, you win. It finds you first, you lose. And as Bill said, it's either talk to the doctor or talk to the priest, one of the two.
No doubt about it. This is, exactly. We've done a lot of shows with Michael Milliken and his Prostate Foundation, and there's a lot of people working with these concerns.
He's done a fabulous job. Michael Milliken has done a fabulous job with prostate cancer.
Yeah, they've gathered. We've probably made 20 shows with them and at the other events, and we're increasing the recognition of the concern and how to take better care. Joe Torre and a lot of guys that a lot of problems here.
You live long enough, everything breaks. That's a good thing. If you're alive, you can still have something else break on you. It's a great day.
Wait a second. Who's the comedian here? Not
Bill.
That's me. That's why I let Joe do his thing. Listen, I think a great way to look at Urinazinc is like this. If you've got a heart problem and your doctor tells you if you take a walk every day, you're going to help your heart. That's what this does. This is you walking your prostate, just You know, it's just simply a vitamin that helps keep it clean, helps keep it functioning properly. Because as Joe said, we've got so much stuff in our society and in our lives now that are irritants and we weren't designed to have to deal with. But because we are who we are, this Urinazinc supplement is great because it like I said, it's like he said, it's not gonna stop prostate cancer, it's not gonna prevent, but it can at least help you be healthy. That's I look at it, Urinazinc is just I put this same with my one a day, one with my whatever other pills I got to take, and it's just a part of my routine.
Doctor, let me ask you one thing. I know you guys got to run soon, but zinc, isn't that good for a fatty liver also?
I'm going to be honest with you. Being a urologist, we're not the brightest guys on the planet. I really couldn't give you an honest answer with that as far as the liver, fatty liver. I'm sorry I couldn't help you with that.
Okay. All right. I just wondered. So, yeah. All righty. So I thought maybe you got a double potential of health increase here. It's all good. You guys are coming out here. Congratulations on creating a supplement and sharing it with everybody. Let me ask you just one last question because health is so important to everybody. And I mean, we're involved with the International Peace, World Peace Day. And if you don't mind, I've asked a lot of people, thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? And we have a concert in Times Square and a hold on Madison Square Garden. And we can get you guys involved with it because peace is important and health is important for peace. Bill, if you wouldn't mind, what does peace mean to you?
You know what? That's a great question. For me, peace is that day that we can all look at each other and just not judge each other and not by our beliefs or what our religious affiliation is or our sexual affiliation, whatever, that when I'll know we've achieved complete peace when we can just all treat each other as it says in the good book that we love each other as we love ourselves.
Beautiful, beautiful. And doctor, I'll first say I appreciate what you said about the zinc and the liver, and I love a doctor who says, no, I'm not going to answer that. That really shows your sincerity and your goodness here.
Thank you.
For you, what does peace mean to you?
Peace means to me that I can do what I enjoy in life and not have to worry about offending somebody.
There you go. All right, both of you guys, great citizens on Mother Earth. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time and the wisdom and making more people, more men, by far healthier. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bud.
Take care. Bye-bye.